Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1. Gator is out today. Lots to talk about coming out of a weekend. A lot of college football talk, man. A lot of college football talk. We had a caller earlier in the show propose an idea of the Group of Five should not be guaranteed a spot ever. If they earn it as one of the top 12 teams in the country, great. Otherwise, there should be a Group of Five playoff. And we've had mixed reviews on that. Because I'm basically talking to the Central, Western, and Eastern fans. Would you be in favor that a MAC team has never qualified for the college football playoff under this format? This format's 2 years old, though. And PJ Flex team would have years ago. But bottom line is, well, they have to be the highest ranked Group of Five conference champion. But we've had pushback on that. I mean, from a guy whose kid plays in the MAC, how do you feel about it? A MAC championship or a Group of Five bracket? I'd rather see Western play in that than play in the Game Above. With all respect due to the Game Above Bowl, Game Above Bowl could be a first round host, second round host. Heck, maybe play a championship game there. I actually think that might be kind of fun. I would take a degree of interest in that, but that would have kept both James Madison and Tulane out of this year's playoff bracket. And who would that have put? Obviously, Notre Dame would have been one of them, and the other one would have been, is it BYU? Hold on for a second. Who would have been the other one? Yeah, it would have been Notre Dame and BYU would have got in. Then you'd have BYU at Oregon, Notre Dame at Ole Miss, Miami at Texas A&M, and Alabama at Oklahoma. I mean, that would be better theater. Also, the Lions, can they get hot? We talked about this to open the show. Last year, we saw a team that spent the entire regular season reassuring us that they were a legit Super Bowl contender, and then the playoffs roll around and it guaranteed nothing. This year, even to get into the playoffs, the Lions are going to have to play a pretty high-quality brand of football, right? Because we're talking about they got to get hot even just to make it. They've already taken care of one opponent that people didn't think they'd beat in Dallas. And by people, I mean a good portion of our audience. Yes, the Lions were indeed favored. But it felt like a terrible matchup given where the Lions were on the schedule and what Dallas was bringing to the table. Lions took care of business. Now they got a Rams team. A Rams team, which on paper tells us Matt Stafford should throw for 1,000 yards. But will he? Or will the Lions defense find enough stops? what was different about the defense more so between the Dallas game and the games that preceded it? Pass rush. Pass rush was there. Hutch got involved, and Elkhwedi Muhammad was great. And the other thing that could be happening that's just worth further examination is Miles Frazier and Christian Mahogany could be back. The interior of the offensive line might have some options, some potential in-house upgrades. But yesterday's result with Green Bay beating Chicago means the Lions now control their own destiny as it pertains to Chicago and, for that matter, the playoffs. But we still need two losses from Green Bay. Green Bay's next two games are at Denver and at Chicago. If they lose both of those, then the Lions control their own destiny in the division, which means they could host a playoff game, which would, I'd prefer it. Hell, I'd prefer to be on our way to 15-2 again. But I don't think this is hopeless, because just to make it to the postseason, they got to play well. They got to play a better brand of football. And if they do that and get in, it strikes me, they'll be a team that people don't want to play. Now, what's the formula? The formula, unfortunately for the Lions, is starting to look more and more like last year. Defense create a stop or two here or there. And the offense operate at a high level, man. The 44 points against Dallas, excellent. You put 44 up, you're going to win almost every NFL game. But they got to find a way to operate at that high level. Last year, they had LaPorta and Brock Wright healthy for the postseason. This year, they don't and won't. But they do have some guys that are better than they were a year ago, Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams. So can they keep playing at that level offensively, and can Kelvin Shepard's defense, now without Brian Branch, find some stops?
Yeah, and you're right. If they get into the playoffs, they're going to be one of the hot teams picked by, you know, analysts and media experts and all that stuff to watch out for, because they'll either have won five in a row or five of the last six, or, you know, four of the last five, whatever it is, to get in. And so they're going to look like, well, this team is rolling at the right time. Be careful playing the Lions. Do I see it happening? Me, my confidence level isn't the highest right now. My 51 says they don't make the playoffs, and it's just because the accumulation of the warts, the concerns, the red flags we've seen throughout the season so far. They've been unable to stack wins. Earlier in the year, I think when they started the first month or so, they were able to stack a couple wins together after the Green Bay loss. But since then, it's always been lose a game and then lean back on they don't lose two games in a row. Then lose a game, then, you know, win the game again. It's the injuries. When I came back and I heard about Brian Branch and I saw, you know, the Brian Branch injury and heard about the Kirby Joseph injury, Doug, do you realize we might have only gotten one full year of prime football from the two best safeties in the league?
Yep.
In Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch. Branch is up, could be up to a year for him to get back. Kirby Joseph seems like this might be a chronic thing for the rest of his career. And now we're on our third free safety and our second strong safety.
Yep.
Not to include all the other injuries, the young interior offensive line. You're right. They're going to have to lean on the offense playing well with a young interior offensive line. And I just don't know if it's enough this year.
Can I ask you a question? How much will your perception change if they go to LA and win this Sunday?
It won't change that much, because I think that when I say all the warts and concerns, red flags, I'm not saying they're a bad team. I think the Lions are a good team. I just don't think they're a great team, and you need to be a great team to make a playoff run and make it to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think they have the capability of beating any team. And also this year, they've shown us they have the capability of losing to any team.
Okay, let me be more specific with the question, because this is what I meant by it. You said Super Bowl. If they beat LA, how do you feel about their chances to make the playoffs?
I feel a lot better, because that's the hardest game left.
Yep. And then the idea that they get into the playoffs, be a hot team, you can start to convince yourself, can't you?
I think there's no convincing needed. If they make the playoffs, they've played some good football for the last month of the year,
yep.
Period. End of story. And you go into the playoffs wanting to play your best football of the year. Dan Campbell said it best. It doesn't matter what I think or anybody else thinks about my confidence level. They write their own story. So they have the ability to do what they want to do. They just have to go out and do it. Do I see it happening? No, because of the 13 games before that I've watched. But yeah, they're capable, Doug. If they beat the Rams and they end up beating the Bears at the end of this year, they're going to beat some good teams here to get in.
It's a perception changer. This Rams game, I mean, let's go. Let's put them up against this big test, top team in the NFC right now. And the one thing about LA is there'll be Detroit fans there, and it's perfect conditions. As far as what the football team is, they're a tough football team to play. As far as the venue, it is not the most difficult venue you'll ever go play.
Not at all. There might be more Lions fans than Rams fans, you
might
know?
Might be.
And on paper, clearly the Rams are a better team, but this is why they play the game, you know? And the Lions can find a way to win. They're not some, you know, this isn't the Titans, right? Or right. Coming in there trying to pull off a miracle. No, they have the ability to do this. It's, you know, can they do it or not? Can they execute? I worry about the backup players too, because it's not just a talent level. It's just missed assignments and things like that, not being where you're supposed to be. Those things, all those things come into play when you have backups playing.
All right, 248-539-9797, Champ and Chump. Get those votes in as well. Let's get back to your phone calls. Brian's on a cell, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Brian.
Hey, gang. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
My Champ and Chump is the same guy. Respect the hell out of it, too. It's Kurt Cignetti, you know, champ for, you know, going through, taking, you know, Indiana 1967, I think, was the last Big Ten championship. But he's also my chump because I think he's changing the landscape of college football. I look at Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State, and I just fear that we're not going to see the Texas Ohio State at the beginning of the year, or the Notre Dame A&M and Tech and, you know, those type of games. Yep. So I think that same guy, champ and chump. Real quick on the Notre Dame thing, I don't mind them passing up on a bowl game. But I do have to have a caveat. I am a Notre Dame fan, but they passed on bowl games from the 30s through almost the 70s on a regular basis. And I just don't see now the benefit to taking a second-tier bowl where you're dragging in, you know, $3 to $4 million. And I know this sounds elitist, but it probably costs them at least half that, if not more, to get the band, the players, the whole deal, meals, all that stuff down. And I think there's a misnomer involved there. They still get to practice even though they don't have a bowl game. So they're not really missing out other than on the actual bowl
is
game.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. And really the only hindrance is when you're in a conference and you turn down a bowl game, you're going to be knocked by your fellow, and you might be have some financial things with the conference that you're in. You know, if a Michigan had turned down the bowl game, the conference would split that money. So that would be penalized. You'd be penalized by your conference.
Okay,
you still
according
get the new players. New player development.
It says activities are limited by NCAA rules, focusing more on off-season training, player development, and recruiting, while bowl teams get extra focused practice time. So yeah. you can do things you can't do as much.
Yeah, but you get player development thing, and then honestly, and again, going to sound elitist, and I did preface it by saying I'm an ND fan, but they do the Shamrocks. Next year they're opening up at Lambeau Field against Wisconsin. That's an experience that a lot of college players just don't get. You know what I mean? And they've done the Shamrock Series. They've done it at Jerry World. They've done it at, you know what I mean? So they've gone to Dublin. They do these kind of things as rewards to their players for coming there.
I guess. I mean, I'll be intrigued to know how they feel in a few days.
No, I get it. But honestly, the way the second-tier bowls are done, you've got, you know, the third finisher or the first available SEC against this or that. I think the only marquee matchup may have been if you pit them against BYU or pit them against Texas, you know, it's probably worth. But would your
they'd all be better? You know what though, Brian? What I find interesting, and I think they would have been pitted against BYU. What I find interesting is you chump Cignetti because you think it's going to cut down on great non-conference games, but then you praise Notre Dame for turning down on a quality non-conference opponent.
Well, I don't know that that's – see, honestly, I don't know that that's a quality – like, to honestly call it – if it was BYU regular season this year or something like that, I'd get it. But they're both out of the playoffs, so I don't know how much – all you're doing – it's like going to the NIT, in my opinion, honestly.
Okay.
You know, honestly.
Fair enough. He comes at it from his perspective, dripping with elitism. I mean, saturated with elitism.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm sure all of what he said, he believes to be true and truly feels it. But was that one of the most saturated elitism calls you've ever heard? 97.1.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.